Leopold and Kate is a very fascinating movie. And in the movie Leopold and Kate, we find that small courtesies, kindnesses, considerations practiced by Leopold give more charm to his character than any display of talent or accomplishment. This is Dr. Herbert L. Biardi, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Leopold and Kate, a wonderful movie. Small courtesies and kindnesses, considerations practiced by Leopold, give more charm to his character than any display of talent or accomplishment. We are drawn to the idea that our talents and our accomplishments are our, you know, bill of fare, are the wonder that we have. And that falls far short. Because you may be a great pianist. You may be a great organist. Yehudi Menuhin was a great man, great musician. And people respected him and loved him as a great musician. And he spoke one day and said, the thing that he would like to be remembered for most is that he was a caring man, that he loved his world and he loved the people in his world, and that he did everything he could to make his world a more beautiful place. He said, having a great talent is a gift. It's a wonderful thing. But if you lay all of your accolades, lay all of your benefits on just that talent, and are not truly who you are, then it makes little difference. There are many people who don't have outstanding talents as Yehudi Menuhin or other great musicians and great performers, but they're the people who find life to be very significant and very meaningful. They're the ones who are like our friend Leopold, who, with his small courtesies, his kindnesses, his considerations that are practiced by him in everyday life, that his great genius as an inventor, his great genius for the various accomplishments that were yet to be held by him, were insignificant. It's just like we know a king, and the king is a very wonderful person. The king is a very good king. And then we know that the king loves his wife, and we say, plus one. And we know that the king loves and takes time with his children, plus two. And we know that the king enjoys his own company. He loves to be in meditation. He loves to be in moments of time alone, perhaps not a great many of them for the demands he has upon him, but he does take specific time to be alone. He likes to dress himself in the morning instead of having his entourage come in and take care of his morning necessities. He likes to be alone. He likes to take that time, one of the few times he has, to be by himself. And, oh, he may choose his clothing, or his clothing may be laid out for him, or whatever, but the thing is, he wants to just meditate while he's doing these things, because time is so fleeting and so quickly gone by. And his children will come in and talk to him, and he's always got time for them. And his wife will have something on her heart, and he always has time for her. He always has time for his world and the little courtesies that make life very meaningful. Now, let us ask this question. Is he taking the time to impress somebody else? Is he taking the time to let people know that he's a nice guy, that he's a guy who takes time? Or is he taking the time because that's his nature to take the time? Because that's who he really is. That's the gentle, kind soul that he is. Now, many of us, in front of company, we put on our company manners, and we're courteous to our wife or our husband. We're courteous to our children. We're courteous to the people who work for us in our home. We're courteous for life the way it is. And the minute the company leaves, we're a jerk. You know, we are inconsiderate of our wife and our family or our husband. We're inconsiderate of our helpers. We're inconsiderate of the people who come and do our gardening or whatever. We're inconsiderate of, we treat them just like dogs. And I shouldn't say dogs. We treat them just mm-hmm. like the lower echelon of the family. Dogs oftentimes are treated better than people. Better than people, yeah. So that phrase, treated like dog, is it has different meaning. But small courtesies and kindness and considerations are what make the world go around for you. Because it tells you what your values are. It tells you where you stand. And you're happy. You're happy when you can do the things which are natural for you to do. And what is natural for you to do? What is natural for you to do? Is it natural for you to be pleasant to yourself? Mm-hmm. Then it's natural for you to be pleasant to others. Is it natural for you to look for happy things in life? Then it's natural for you to look for happy things in others. These small kindnesses, these small courtesies, these considerations that we have are so tremendously indicative of the type of personality we are. We look at people who are rough and tumble, you know, they're sort of inconsiderate of anything. You think that they're big blobs, you know, the big nothings. And then you go home with them and you see them with their family. Not because you're there, but you just see them with their family, like you're a little fly on the wall, so to speak, and they don't even know you're there. And you see how lovingly they care for their family, how lovingly they care for their home, and how gentle they are with everything. Out in the world, they're a big old toughy, you know, but at home, they're that gentle one. And you say, man, if this person could just realize that the gentleness that he has at home, or that she has at home, the gentleness that they have for their household, their family, their world, if they would apply that in the outer world, the outer world would respect them tremendously. But they think they have to put on the big buff act, you know, and be macho and be this and that and be tough and... There was a number of television shows or movies, and in the movie, the mother is very busy, and she is doing her job, and she says, I don't want to talk to anybody on the phone. And then her secretary says, but it's your daughter. Oh, I've always got time for my daughter. I've always got time for my daughter. Oh, it's your husband. I always have time for my husband. Now, no matter how busy her world is and how important her busy world is, or his or theirs, whoever it may be, when they have time for their family, the most precious person on the face of the earth, their family, somebody who they would die for. Ask them to die for their employees and they'd have to consider. But for their wife or husband or for their children or for their mother or father, they, at least they say it, you know, the most precious thing on the face of the earth, the courtesies that they show there, show their real character. And if they would apply that same real character to the outer world would love them, would dearly love them, because the outer world is looking for somebody who cares and somebody who is and somebody who does. But you see, we have this very fascinating thought for today. If any of you have not seen the movie Leopold and Kate, do so. It's a charming movie. And Leopold is just marvelous. He plays the role with such dignity and such character. I was discouraged at one point in the movie, where Leopold violated his integrity, you might say, for Kate and what she needed to do. And yet it worked out all right, but it just was wrong. And then later, as the movie developed, the very things that he violated for, he didn't need to, because it all worked out for him to have this beautiful soul in his world. Now, it's a fantasy, of course. It's a fantasy, and it's something that could be, but we have not proven it yet, about going between dimensions of time and so forth, which is very charming. But the man Leopold, so long as he was true to his character, was an ideal being. But the little chink in his armor, what he did for love, was like unnecessary. And whatever you do when you do something for love, if you violate your character because somebody else needs you or something like that, it's not going to pay off. It's not going to pay off. We think it will pay off. But we might say to ourselves, what if there is only one God, and what if you are that God? What kind of a world would you create? Peaceful, filled with wholeness, abundance, and harmony with your neighbors? Well, that's a good question. If you're going to create a world of balance and harmony and right action, it must be a world of consistency. It must be a world where you are unconditionally loving, and you unconditionally love everybody in your world, everybody. We laugh at the Hindus who cover their mouth so they will not breathe in an insect and kill the insect by breathing it in. Or they will not walk or something because they don't want to step on it. Well, they are absolute. They are fantastic because they have kinship with all life, which we would like to have, but they're teaching it on a very demanding basis. Now, how can we do that? Well, I think if the Hindus were to look at it from another point of view, and we too look at it from another point of view, it's not that we kill or don't kill. It's that we respect. And in the respect is we allow each of them to walk their own beautiful path. We allow each of them to be who they are. And if we live in a society of eating animals, then we live in a society of eating animals. If we live in a society of vegetarianism, then we live in a society of vegetarianism. If we live in a society of love, then we live in a society of love. But if you live in a society where you're a vegetarian, you will create yourself aware and enjoying some of the most outstanding vegetarian meals of the world. It will just be revealed to you. And the most beautiful vegetarian restaurants that you never dreamed were there, because that was not your attention. And at the same time, you do not tell a person who eats meat that they're wrong, because that's not your choice. We all live our own life and do our own thing. So what kind of a world are we going to create? Well, Leopold and Kate created a very beautiful world, Leopold especially, and Kate too. But Leopold saw dignity wherever he went. He saw beauty wherever he went. He saw his own nature wherever he went. And the people just naturally accepted him, even in his most peculiar costume. They just naturally accepted him because he accepted himself. So you see, the reality of who we are, the small courtesies, the kindnesses, the considerations that we practice, those make up our real self. Those make up our real world. And what kind of a world are you going to create for yourself? What kind of world have you created? Well, let me offer this suggestion to you. Whatever world you have created, let it alone. Let it alone. From this moment forward, create yourself a new world. A world based on who you are, on being yourself and having fun. Because that's the essence of what we really are. What if there is only one God, and what if you are that God? What kind of a world would you create? A peaceful world? Filled with harmony, wholeness, abundance? Harmony with your neighbors? Welcome to the University of Healing, the school where you learn to put causes in motion for a harmonious universe, a harmonious world, harmonious community, a harmonious family, and a harmonious you. What if you were able to think your thought and have all experiences, wholeness, and joy? What if you think these thoughts and conduct yourself beneficial to your creation? At the University of Healing are taught the techniques to accomplish this remarkable condition available to all life, not just humanity and living sentient things, but all life from the tiniest atom of existence to the complex form of humans. The University of Healing puts the fate of the world in your hands. You'll build your personal world from its humble essence, leading all life to its ultimate purpose, to be itself and have fun. Yeah, that's something, isn't it? If this is your interest, you find out the details on the web on www.universityofhealing-of-healing.edu. I messed that up for you well, didn't I? www, and then it's university-of-healing.edu. Look it up and learn all about the things that we're talking about. Look in the syllabus, see what it has to say. Look in the gist, see what it has to say. Look at the pictures and stories, listen to the thought for today and the inspiration, instant inspiration. They're all fantastic. You have at your fingertips your choice of what if there is only one God, and what if that was you? What if you are that God? If you're ready for such a proclamation and understanding of yourself, then you're ready for us, and we are ready for you. I love you. I love you. I love you.